Welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we're getting into something that often flies under the radar. The surprising power of your physical posture, how you hold your body, basically.
Yeah, it's huge.
Our insights, they're coming mainly from this great recovery workbook, specifically Chapter 08, which is all about mindfulness of posture. And we're also weaving in some ideas from the, you know, the broader RFT framework it uses.
Right.
The mission really is to unpack how just like basic body awareness can lead to some pretty profound shifts in your well-being.
It really can. And it's fascinating because we're talking about so much more than, you know, stand up straight.
Right. Not just aesthetics.
No, not at all. Your posture is, well, it's deeply tied into your emotional state, how clearly you think, your whole presence, really.
Uh-huh.
And if we think about that RAFT framework again, this focus on posture fits right into the RAF.
Right.
Recognizing what it means to be human, and also the A, sort of actively building your vessel for healing.
Right, building that foundation.
Exactly. Understanding yourself from the ground up, literally. And, you know, this isn't some brand new idea. Think about Gautama, the Buddha.
Okay.
His early experiences, trying extreme things like standing constantly, these really painful postures. Well, they didn't lead him to clarity or liberation.
Right. It wasn't the answer.
No. His journey actually highlighted the need for balance, for a skillful approach. The middle way, he called it. Finding truth and harmony, not self-punishment.
That's a really key distinction. Skillful awareness versus punishment. So, okay, how does this actually play out for you, the listener, in everyday life?
Well, first off, posture is an immediate anchor.
An anchor? How so?
Your body, your posture, it's always now. It's happening right now. So focusing on it, even gently, pulls you out of getting lost in thoughts about the past or anxieties about the future.
Okay. Stops the mental spinning.
Precisely. It grounds you right here, which helps you make better choices instead of just reacting on impulse.
And that grounding, I imagine, it connects to rebuilding the mind-body link, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially in recovery, that connection can feel, well, kind of numb or just distant.
Yeah.
So gently noticing your posture, how you're sitting or standing, helps you safely re-inhabit your body. You start listening again to its signals, maybe stress, maybe ease, without getting overwhelmed.
It's like tuning back in.
Exactly. And it's almost like your brain is actively building your reality based partly on that physical input.
Yeah.
Change the input, like your posture, and you can actually influence that constructed reality.
Wow. Okay. And that direct link, that's what helps with stress and cravings.
Yes, exactly. You can start to notice the physical signatures.
Signatures, like tells.
Yeah, like a clenched jaw maybe, mm-hmm. or your shoulders tightening up, shallow breathing.
Mm-hmm.
The physical signs that stress or an urge is building,
mm-hmm.
if you spot those early, you can actually step in before it escalates. You interrupt the chain reaction that might lead to relapse. It's like noticing you're leaning too far over the edge of the raft and pulling back before you fall in.
Keeping yourself steady.
Right. And it goes deeper into emotional regulation as well. Psychology research shows this too.
Oh, yeah.
Consciously adopting a more open, upright posture can gently but significantly nudge your mood in a positive direction. It kind of counters that slumped posture that often comes with shame or feeling down.
Creates a better feedback loop.
The positive one, exactly. Your body supports your mind, and your mind feels a bit better, so your body responds. It builds.
That makes sense. And it can even disrupt habit loops.
Definitely. Think about habitual postures linked to, say, addictive patterns. Maybe curling up on the couch when feeling low, which triggers certain thoughts or urges.
Right. The physical habit reinforces the mental one.
Precisely. So becoming aware allows you to consciously interrupt that physical pattern. Sit differently, stand up, move. Weakening the physical habit weakens the mental one tied to it.
And doing this mindfully, it's an act of self-compassion too, isn't it?
It really is. Treating your body with gentle attention, kindness, not judgment. That's powerful self-care. You start seeing your body not as an obstacle or enemy, but as your, well, your vehicle for healing.
That's a great way to put it, a vehicle for healing.
Yeah. And if we zoom out even further, this awareness helps you see your body less as a solid, fixed thing and more as this dynamic process.
A process.
Like an interplay of elements, solidity, fluidity, warmth, movement, the space it takes up, and the consciousness experiencing it all. It connects you more to just the natural flow of things.
Interesting. So less rigid.
Much less rigid. Mm. And that kind of objective view, it helps you observe difficult feelings or cravings without getting totally swept away.
Yeah.
It builds resilience, what we sometimes call distress tolerance.
So you're not fighting it, just noticing.
You're noticing and you're shifting your focus inward, finding well-being there rather than always seeking it outside. And this isn't passive. It's about embodied intentionality.
Embodied intentionality, meaning?
You know, meaning you're actively choosing how you carry yourself, how you inhabit your body. And through that, you're retraining your brain, shifting your mental state away from autopilot. Your thoughts shape your mind, right?
Right.
Well, in a way, the shape of your body, mindfully attended to, shapes your mind too. And ultimately, as one saying goes, the shape of your heart shapes your world.
That's powerful. So as you listen and go about your day today, maybe just consider this. How might a simple conscious shift in your posture, just for a moment, start to change not just how you feel right now, but how you actually navigate things?
Mm-hmm.
What new insights could come up if you really start listening to that subtle, quiet language of your own body? Something to think about.